One of the fascinating and ironic juxtapositions of front-page national news stories right now is the debate in several states, including Minnesota, about whether evolution should be taught in science classes, a news story that appears alongside stories of the general panic and fear of a pandemic of bird flu. Healthcare scientists are mildly concerned about bird flu in its present state. In the past 8 years, people working with poultry on overcrowded, unsanitary Asian farms are the only ones who have been susceptible. In the couple of cases where family members of infected people have also gotten sick, there hasn't been any certainty about whether the family members, too, were exposed to infected birds or their droppings. So far, infected wild birds seem to be catching the disease pretty directly from unsanitary outdoor poultry farms. The disease is present in the droppings of infected birds, meaning runoff of waste from these farms into fresh water can infect wild birds. But the virus as it exists today can be spread to humans only via birds, not via infected humans. And so as the disease exists right now, could simply not cause a pandemic. What scientists fear is that this particular flu virus is going to evolve, that is, change, into another form that can jump from human to human. In other words, all the panic and fear of this virus isn't because anyone thinks God intelligently designed one virus that spreads between birds and humans, and that maybe God will next intelligently design a new virus that can spread from human to human. The panic and fear come because scientists know for a fact that organisms evolve. And because the particular strain of bird flu that we're dealing with today is so very similar to the form that killed millions of people in 1918, the fears of this possible evolution are reasonable. Unfortunately, fear of the unknown is always what brings out the worst in human beings. Suddenly, people are becoming as fearful of wild birds as characters in an Alfred Hitchcock work of fiction, as if there is something sinister in the movements of migratory birds that can and should somehow be prevented. And it's people with the least understanding of both evolution and viruses who are coming up with the least appropriate approaches to dealing with a potential pandemic. Rather than looking at ways to require the countries where bird flu exists to more tightly regulate their poultry production practices and to limit trade in potentially infected birds, ignorant people suddenly are talking guns, shoot the birds, and call out the military. The best way to stop bird flu would be to fight it where it began, among Asian fowl. Even as we work to develop safer and more effective vaccinations, technology to make the manufacture of flu vaccines faster and more responsive to changing viruses, and more effective treatments for people infected with dangerous respiratory viruses. But those approaches require reason and science, including a firm understanding of evolution. Can we measure up, or will we panic and end up with a huge loss of human life and such lasting environmental damage that we darken the futures of all the survivors? It would be ironic indeed if this society, whose success has been so firmly intertwined with science and technology, would at last be destroyed by fear of science and technology. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.